The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama. Sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store. An interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're going to pry these guns right out of my hands when it comes to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when he signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket be spared. When the hard-working man gets tired of your crap, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's a price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't ever had a fight in your life like a fight that you're.
All right, welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a good show for you. Of course, this is the show where we talk about your self-defense, firearm ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, proper range etiquette, training, Alabama law, Mississippi law, Florida law, and of course, federal law. If you have a comment or a question for us this evening, give us a call here at 251-343-0106.
And of course, in a little while, we're going to interview Dr. Ford direct from California. Stay tuned.
Or whatever UFO she's on.
Yeah.
Of course, if you have a comment or a question, give us a call here at the studio, 251-343-0106. You can call our text to that same number. Also, we are simulcasting on our Facebook page, and that's Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like, save, and follow there on our Facebook page, and that way you'll be notified every time that we go live or we post something on our Facebook page, you'll know. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, Armed Alabama 106.5, and of course, be sure and check out our YouTube channel while it's still up. I mean, it is not blocked or closed or whatever.
Well, I put something up about Zuckerberg, too. So I think I may have put it on Facebook page. So we may be off.
Probably. All right. If you definitely, we'd like to hear from you again. 251-343-0106. So, Judge, you had a comment from our last show regarding the best pistol for a petite lady?
Right. A man called, and I think that was his term, but he may have said small lady or whatever, best pistol for the home. And I asked him, you know, would she be carrying? No, just for the home. And I said, well, I would suggest the best pistol or best gun is not a pistol. It is some type of pistol caliber carbine. And I went through, let's say, the High Point carbine, the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, the Beretta Storm, you know, a bunch of them, even an AK-47. But I have here, for those of you on Facebook, or you can look at it later, the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, and that's called the Gen 2 that came out 2 or 3 years ago. Adam, if you look around, you can probably get it for $350. It folds in half, so you can put it in a backpack or a briefcase. 30-round magazine, Beretta 9mm. I know they had them for 40 and 45 at one time. May still have that. But there's very little recoil to this. And when you're aiming it or pointing at somebody, which you're going to be doing, you have 3 or 4 points of contact as opposed to, you know, perhaps one hand that's shaking like a leaf.
It's not. Is that the same one that you've had for a while?
No.
Is this a new one?
I've had this at maybe 2 years.
Okay. It looks like, okay.
Because it's the Gen 2.
Yeah, I knew you had one.
And, but like I said,
you know, I was just discussing that to a mutual friend of ours was talking about, he was asking me about what would be a best pistol or rifle, and I was like, hey,
And I tell you, truck gun,
yeah,
that's good for that because, you know, it's just, first of all, you get a little increase in the power, like 100 feet per second of the 9mm. I mean, a lot, but a little bit. You can aim better with it. Now, I've got a...
I know you can get different. I know you can get that in different magazine versions.
I think it's the Glock 19.
Yep, and Beretta.
Beretta 92. The Smith and Wesson. What's this? Not the 5900. It's the one that's newer than that. And somebody else. They're about four. They don't. Kel-Tec for this doesn't make a magazine. You just buy it in the magazine configuration you want. Which means if you already have a pistol that uses it, then you save some money. It has where you can put a compensator on it. That takes care of a lot of the noise. It's not a silencer, but still takes care of a lot of the noise. It folds up, and if you happen to go into a state that it only allows a 10 or 15-round magazine, then you just take I've got 15-round magazines for my Beretta 92 and put it in there. So, you know, it's something, like I say, you can't carry it concealed very easily. You actually could.
Yeah, well, but, this is strictly referring to home defense.
Yeah, home defense. And you are not – Kenobi has a video we need to put up of an older lady, I think her name is Ethel, with him firing and her kind of holding the back a 12-gauge shotgun. And then it is a it's one of the AR-15s and 22. And, you know, the shotgun's about to knock her over, just putting her hand on it. But the 22 is just, you know, pow, pow, pow. She's not going to be afraid to use that 22. And, you know, 10 22 long rifles and somebody will take it down. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, because if I showed that gun to my wife, it'd probably scare her to death.
It's a black rifle. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just menacing looking. Yep. Some intruders,
M1 carbine.
Some intruders may just fall on the floor when they see
might.
You. You know, but the question I wanted to ask is, what's the argument again for having the longer weapon than just
a longer
standard
barrel
pistol?
Generally, will increase the velocity of the bullet leaving it.
Okay,
now 5 to 10%, but that's, you know, it's kind of like a plus P. So people that are really into the power, I'm not particularly more into shot placement, but people that are into it, you may get 1,200 feet per second rather than 1,100 feet per second.
And you mentioned the multiple contact point. Is that,
yep.
so you can steady it?
Well, you're going to be shaking. Even if you're the meanest person in the world, you're going to be shaking because of the adrenaline.
Sure.
And so you've got it up against your shoulder. You've got, you know, one hand on the grip there. You got another hand on the forehand. You know, so you've got multiple contact
more
points
stability
to keep it from doing like that. Then if you have to fire it, you're probably not going to have to go to the audiologist later and get fitted for a hearing aid.
Yeah.
So what was the brand?
Kel-Tec. Now, 15 years ago, I would have said, they're fun to shoot, but I don't know that I'll trust my life to it.
Uh-huh.
Their quality control has gotten a lot better. Just like every, you know, factory, they always have problems. And while we're getting ready to answer our phone call, but let me Reed, there is a recoil. Rossi is a fairly popular lower-priced handgun. I think it's made in Brazil, whatever. And they have a recall over here. And a lot of times you don't know about these unless you read gun magazines, because I've registered my guns for you know, warranties and never got anything. Rossi is issuing a voluntary safety recall, safety warning on 38 Special and 357 Magnum revolvers made between the years 2005 and 2017 that may have a condition that could cause, under certain circumstances, the revolver to fire if dropped. We've talked about that, haven't we? The safety warning covers 38 Special and 357 Magnum revolvers. Models R-51, R-352, R-461, R-462, R-851, R-971, and R-972, serial numbers beginning with the letter X, Y, X, Z, or A through K. And they say send it to them. I'm going to put this on the Facebook page. because it gives the phone numbers to call. And if you have any kind of Rossi 38 or 357, you ought to check it.
And they say if you sold it to somebody else, so let them know about it.
Yeah, you really should, because it's you know, even car recoils used to get a lot of publicity, but they tend not to anymore. I don't know whether there's so many. There are a lot of minor recalls for lots of little things, and so I think they kind of get lost in the traffic.
Well, sometimes they don't want the publicity, too.
Well, that's right. Now, we're about up against a break, but I'm going to give you an interesting factoid. Approximately 100 people a year have been killed in so-called mass shootings since 1982. That's 1/3% of all the gun deaths. But approximately 300 people a year in the United States have been killed from falls off ladders in each of those years. Three times as many. So you kind of wonder, why do we all go berserk and want to change laws and change what we're doing when there's so few people? We'll be back after this break, and we'll take Mike, who's the next caller.
A place where even squares can have a ball.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Napalm, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Smells like victory. Yeah, there we go with Robert Duvall. I want to, this is Judge Rusty Johnson back with Armed Alabama. I want to remind everybody, one of our sponsors is my friend Steve Moore, who is a lawyer in Mobile, does personal injury work. He and his nephew, the Moore Law Firm, they're located at 8 North Dearborn Street. That's between Dolphin and St. Francis Street downtown. Now, personal injury means injured by a product, falling, a dog biting you, you know, construction injury, car wreck, that type thing. So if you have something like that, see Steve Moore, and his phone number is, let me give you his web address because I can't locate it real quick. His web address, visit him on the web, is, of course, www.moorelawfirm.com. -al.com, and good guy, and I've known him for too long, I guess. Let's take Mike, who's calling us from Mobile. I can't quite see what he's calling about. But hey, Mike.
It's actually Grand Bay, but I told him Mobile.
Okay.
I mean, I told him to just say Mobile.
Yeah, I got you.
But anyway, you were talking about a petite lady. I remember that from the last show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this kind of follows with the same kind of problems small ladies have. I see all the time comments on YouTube and stuff about ladies that can't rack the slide right or pull the slide back. I saw this firsthand yesterday. I was eating in a Chinese restaurant there by Academy Sports.
Yep.
And I always walk around there and look at the guns and stuff, you know, and outdoor stuff.
Yep.
And there was a lady standing there with... I must have been her son because she looked like she was in her early 60s. And he was demonstrating this semi-automatic handgun. And she could not pull that slide back on a couple of different models that the people demonstrating
the
guns were
showing her. How was she trying to pull it back?
And she tried to push the button on the side of the gun. And she couldn't even do that. And what popped up in my mind then is something I see recommended all the time for women that have those problems. They probably ought to look at the tip-up barrel type guns Beretta and
Taurus. That's true. I've got one, yeah.
And I know they come in mouse calibers.
Yep.
But, I mean, what are you going to do if you can't rack the slide? You know what I mean?
You're right.
You got to go to something you can do.
Later on, if you can go to Facebook, I've demonstrated this before. I'm sure she was trying to rack it, like we would say, shoot a slingshot, hold the grip with her weak hand, and then grab the slide into the butt into the slide with two, you know, thumb and index finger, and pull back. And
right.
That's not the way you ought to do it if you're having problems. I'm going to get up near the camera, and you can look at this later on, but. and we've checked to make sure this is unloaded. What I'm doing is I'm holding, this is a 9mm Beretta, can't think of the name of it, whatever it is. But what I'm doing is holding the grip and have my finger indexed along the slide, and then I got my left hand, or weak hand, against the slide, against the frame. I've got my left hand on the slide, but I'm pushing with my strong hand on the grip, pushing it forward, and just letting my weak hand just hold the slide in place. And so when you're pushing with my right hand, which is, what, three times stronger than the left probably, if you can learn to do that, it really helps.
It's a push-pull motion. So you're pushing with your
pull is a tough action.
Yep. So you're pushing with your strong hand and you're pulling with your support hand on the slide. So you actually have a two motion there, and that really helps maybe someone that may not necessarily have the hand strength. And if that doesn't work with a with some way,
sometimes the springs make there's it more recoil but easier.
There's lots of different firearms, and you made a good point, Mike. There's different firearms, pistols. If somebody was want to carry concealed, there's pistols out there with the flip up barrel. I actually have a Beretta Bobcat that does that.
I've got the Tomcat.
Now these were 380 models, like the Bodyguard. I think it's the Bodyguard Smith & Wesson, and little guns, small guns. And I was surprised to see that she couldn't even push the little button in for the slide to go back down the...
Ones are tougher than big ones. I'm just feeling this gun. I thought, I think my big FN or my Beretta 92 is easier.
Yeah. That's not surprising at all, Mike, for me. After the judge and I have trained... probably over 1,000 people, and I couldn't tell you how many times individuals come into the class, and not only a woman, but there's been several men that have a firearm that they could barely operate. And
I love
so that's what's so important
revolvers.
To pick out a firearm that works for you. Yeah, and sometimes it may be a revolver may be the best choice there if you're looking for something. Absolutely. Don't
plenty
shy away from a 22, whether it be concealed carry or home defense.
I thought about getting one of those tip-up barrel ones, even if it is a mouse caliber, because they look like neat little guns, and they look like they would work really well.
Remember, that's the caliber that darn near killed Ronald Reagan, 22.
LCR with the 22 that has eight rounds. I think that would do the job, Bob.
Yeah, well, a lot of people we recommend that aren't real big to get the so-called AR-15, but in 22 long rifle.
Yeah.
You can have 20 or 30 rounds. It's a light gun, and you got it in your house. And you start shooting that at somebody, they're going to either be killed or run off.
Well, I actually forgot to bring in statistics with me tonight, but I meant to, and I had looked at reviewed statistics. Judge, you and I talked about this a lot over the years as far as knockdown power and as far as also what round will cause death in the most cases with one to two shots.
Yeah. It's basically hard to get that with a pistol.
It is. And so the thing about it is with that is they had all the different rounds listed from a 22 all the way up to a 45.
Yeah.
And even with the mouse calibers, there was only 2-3% difference,
right? So
between
use the gun you're comfortable with.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I figured there would be a difference.
And by the way,
but I didn't think it was going to be that small of a distance.
25, yes. 22, usually less than 38.
Exactly. Yep. And so, of those, the 357 Magnum, actually by a 2% margin, had the most kills.
Yeah.
As far as one shot or two shots.
Listen, Mike, we appreciate it. That's a real good point.
Could I ask you one question about
22?
Yeah.
My brother and different ones I know's got those cowboy style single action 22.
Right.
But for protection, like self protection, I don't think it'd be wise to use a single action revolver at all, would you?
Well, I wouldn't either. You know, if that's the only gun you have and don't have any more money to invest in another one, you know, you got to learn how to use that the best
practice
you can.
With it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And obviously Wyatt Earp and all those people knew how to. They were in 45.
Oh yeah, Matt Dillon. I always think of him.
But I would not. You know,
I
wouldn't do it. Those are generally kind of replica guns. I mean, they're meant to fire, but not really meant to be self-defense.
Well, I'm going to get off of here, and somebody else might want to ask a question.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Enjoy your show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I've really learned over the years that I knew instinctively is don't, you know, it's like a car. Don't go for the biggest and shiniest. It may not be the best. And there was so much emphasis, especially in the argument between a 45 and a 9 millimeter, that it just neglected the practicalities of life. I had a lady that I was teaching one time, and she was a smart lady, kind of semi. She worked for a law enforcement agency, not she wasn't a sworn officer, but we were using those Beretta 92s, and they generally don't give you a lot of recoil because they're heavy. The first shot she fired, she screamed, dropped it, and started running away. Wow. And I was afraid she had been hurt. And I chased out after her, and then I finally read she was scared. And I thought, well, if I can't talk her back into shooting, that's it. She'll never shoot a gun. And I finally did by asking to let me hold her hand when she fired it. But, you know, and a lot of people, they'll put a 45 in a teenage girl's hands and laugh when she drops it. Or that's a terrible thing to do.
Judge, we have a few texts here, so I'll go ahead and read a couple of them off. And we have Brian from Fairhope. Brian asks, when you have a concealed carry permit here in Alabama, do you have reciprocity with other states? Does that mean that you are abiding by Alabama law in other states, or do you abide by the state law that they just recognize your right to conceal carry a firearm?
Great question. I mean, it's like we wrote it ourselves. They recognize your right to carry a firearm in their state from our Alabama permit. You have to go by all the laws of that state, both in where you can carry it, when you can carry it, how to carry it, when you can use force and self-defense. Good site to go to is handgunlaw.us. If you go to our website, www.armedalabama.com, you'll see that link and also a link for a phone app that has the law of all the states. So that's a great question. If you get in Texas, you have to, upon contact with a law enforcement officer, stop for speeding, inform him you have a concealed carry permit and a gun. But Alabama, you don't. And so you need it's pretty easy to study up on the state. So you can see what we've got reciprocity with like 35 or something like that, 38.
Yeah.
So it's about all we're ever going to get.
Yeah, quite a few.
California's never going to do that.
Neither is New York or Chicago.
Yeah. Right, right. It's the Marxist states, Massachusetts. They're just never going to do that. Mr. Producer, how much time did you say we had?
We're at the break.
We're up against the break. Remember, give us a call, 251-343-0106. We'll be back.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it. Any more than you.
I need a bigger pause there. Cool Hand Luke, back with Armed Alabama, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, Alabama. If you want to give us a call, 251-343-0106. You can listen simulcast either on FM Talk 106.5's website or on the Armed Alabama website. Just go to the page that says radio show or watch us on Facebook.
Yep.
As long as they don't pull the plug. Adam, you've got a couple of texts. That phone number, of course, I gave you will take a text question also.
Yeah, just Brian from Fairhope, who we talked about earlier, actually made a statement here. It says the Kel-Tec PMR 30 pistol is a fantastic firearm. I have one and I love it.
That's
and I look forward to buying a long rifle version of it. So that is a really good. So what it is, shoots a 22 Magnum.
Magnum, right.
And it has 30 rounds in the magazine.
Pictures of my hand about removed by a 22 Magnum. So they're tough, you know.
They are. They're really, really good pistol, fun to shoot. And would be a good home defense firearm.
Oh, yeah. Adam, just kind of quickly, I put out, if you're interested in this kind of thing, a note, you have to open it up, on crying wolf effect during hurricanes, which they did again. I had some friends that rented a condo or beach house, I don't know what, on the North Carolina coast last week, and there was no problem whatsoever. You know, they predicted total disaster. This is part, I won't read the whole thing, of the Hurricane Katrina special local advisory the New Orleans Weather Service put out. I think it was on Sunday, 4:30 p.m. Extremely dangerous Hurricane Katrina continues to approach the Mississippi River Delta. Devastating damage expected. Most of the area will be uninhabitable for weeks, perhaps longer. At least one half of well-constructed homes will have roof and wall failure. All gable roofs will fail, leaving those homes severely damaged or destroyed. The majority of industrial buildings will become non-functional. Partial to complete wall and roof failure is expected on all wood frame low-rise apartment buildings will be destroyed. Concrete block low-rise apartments will sustain major damage, including wall and roof failure. Now, this is the best part. High-rise office and apartment buildings will sway dangerously, a few to the point of total collapse. All windows will be blown out. Let's remember the damage. First of all, the high sustained winds in New Orleans proper at the airport, I think it's 58 or 56 miles an hour. The damage to New Orleans with these are from negligent upkeep of the levees and the flood, flood canals, or negligent construction of them. It was flooded. The wind did not do anything. They didn't even have the wind. But, kind of after the fact, they kind of rationalized they did a good job. And I'm not saying people should not have left, but millions and millions of dollars when you tell people to flee an area like in North Carolina.
Yeah, and lost revenue.
Yeah, and lost revenues. A lot of people don't have an extra, $1,500 around so they can drive to Atlanta and stay in a motel. Then the next time a bad one's coming, they're going to think, I've done this three times and I've never had, a problem. So they used to recognize that, and for some reason they don't seem to anymore.
Judge, clearly that forecaster was talking out of his areas of expertise.
Well,
he
it's
was
interesting.
Not, he
I
was
got
not
to
the a
moment.
Construction person.
Oh, what,
he
absolutely.
Was not an engineer.
You would think he would have been reprimanded. All I saw were congratulations from his superiors.
Yeah.
He actually copied it from one that had been issued a few years ago.
Did you see the video, or Adam, of the Weather Channel guy faking leaning into the wind?
CNN. I put it on our
Oh, yeah. Another
and
one
he's
standing in
the
ditch.
Wrong way was the problem.
But he's doing the report, and he's leaning over.
And two teenage boys walked behind
him. Yeah, just somebody was walking past
casually.
Him. Yeah.
That's fake news. That is the definition of fake news. And
have to hype a hurricane. It'll do that job all by itself.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
And the criteria used to be if you're in the storm surge area or in along a tributary subject to storm surge flooding, a creek backing up, that you needed to leave. Or were in a mobile, as we call mobile home, manufactured home, in the area. But if you were in a substantial home that didn't have, rotten trees around it, you were okay.
Sure.
During the evacuation of hurricane, remembered it the other day, but after Katrina, one in Houston that year, whole group of old folks got on a bus. The bus crashed, and I think 20-something were burned to death.
Yeah.
They didn't even need to leave. They were in a well-constructed home, not in the flood zone.
Rita was the hurricane.
Rita, thank you. Yeah.
Judge, I got an interesting article here from Yellowhammer. And it's the 10 most dangerous places in Alabama. So what they did is they looked at FBI crime statistics for murder, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, theft, including vehicle theft.
Okay.
So it's not just armed robbery or aggravated assault
murder,
or anything
right.
else
but
like
not
that.
Our neighborhood.
So might be your neighborhood.
I don't know. It might be.
So number one, after these statistics were looked at, an average number one was Anniston, Alabama.
Now, I would not have picked that.
I would not
either. I would
have
said someplace in Birmingham.
So if you lived in Anniston, Alabama, you had a 1 in 8 chance being a victim of a crime.
Wow.
Of those, one of those crimes that I had mentioned earlier. Bessemer was ranked 2 with having the highest number of property crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 is Fairfield, Alabama. The second highest number of property
all
crimes.
All the old steel mill areas.
Yep. Fifth highest number of violent crimes. 6th highest in the state of murders. Selma, Alabama was number 4, which had the highest number of murders per capita. Pritchard was number 5.
Selma is becoming kind of like Pritchard with a non-functional government is their problem.
Pritchard ranked so high on the list because of its high number of violent crimes. So I guess that'd be armed robbery, assault.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes, it had the highest number of rapes in the state per capita. Birmingham was number 6.
And Judge Kavanaugh never lived in Pritchard.
No.
No, so he's not responsible for them.
So Birmingham had the most murders per capita in the state of Alabama. Of course, we know that.
Yeah.
They've been on the list for 10 years now.
Number
7 was Opelika.
Now, that surprises me.
Yep. Number 8 was Talladega.
That's kind of a surprise, too.
Number 9 was Troy, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Had the 8th most murders per capita in the state.
Wow.
And 10 on the list was Huntsville.
I'm surprised. Good for our police department in doctoring those statistics before they sent them in. Just kidding. But I'm shocked that Huntsville is ahead of us.
Yeah, Huntsville was 8th highest among the violent crimes per capita.
Wow.
With the majority of those were being assaults.
Yeah. That's amazing. So it's not what you think.
Sometimes. Yeah, so if you live in Huntsville, Alabama, how they break it out is you had a 1 in 17 chance of being a victim of a crime.
Wow. Well, speaking of crimes, U.S. News did a survey about 6 years ago, well, in 2006, of the most conservative members of the Supreme Court and least conservative from 1937 to 2006. Most conservative, Clarence Thomas. Second, William Rehnquist. Now, Clarence Thomas was Bush 1. William Rehnquist was Nixon. Antonin Scalia was Reagan. John Roberts, Bush 2. Samuel Alito, Bush 2. Warren Burger, Nixon. Sandra Day O'Connor, I'm shocked. Reagan, Lewis Powell, Nixon. Charles Evan Whitaker, Eisenhower, and Anthony Kennedy. Can you imagine him being the top conservative, appointed by Reagan?
Hey, and, can I guess on the liberal?
Yeah.
Earl Warren.
Earl Warren is – he's got to be there. I'm just overlooking.
There he is.
Give you the
right
ones
here.
They have. Of course, he's some kind of a god. Thurgood Marshall, William O. Douglas, Frank Murphy. There's so many to choose from. Wiley Rutledge, Arthur Goldberg, William Brennan, Hugo Black, here we go, Earl Warren, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, she's a demagogue with a lot of people, and Benjamin Cardozo. All those people, let's see, Eisenhower appointed Brennan and Warren. I know he said about Warren, worst damn mistake ever made.
Well, we had billboards, impeach Earl Warren.
Yeah.
Remember those?
And Herbert Hoover appointed Benjamin Cardozo. So, anyway, kind of interesting there. You can generally see that the most conservatives of the list of the 10 conservative judges, there is not one appointed by a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And of the list of the 10 least conservatives, they're all appointed by Democrats except Hoover appointed one, and Eisenhower appointed two. So we got to go to break, folks. We'll be back after the break.
They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, 2 boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, 1 drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good time in Vegas with all that stuff. And speaking of that, we just passed the year anniversary of the shooting in Vegas, where the man supposedly used a bump fire stock, even though he must have had 30 or 40 rifles in his room. We really don't know what happened there, and never been given a satisfactory answer.
Judge, I just want to remind our listeners that this weekend, the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation is having a pistol match that is sponsored by the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, and it will be at the Mobile County Shooting Range out there on Tanner Williams.
Just get an old shell, keep going, turns into Tanner Williams, keep going, yep. And before you get to Mississippi, you'll see it.
It's out there by the reservoir.
Yeah.
So that's this weekend, October 6th and 7th. So if you want to shoot in this match, all you have to have is a Glock.
And if you don't have one, I would recommend they go by McCoy Outdoors and pick up the Glock of their choice. McCoy has every kind of gun, but you need a Glock for this match. And they're on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65, open Monday through Saturday till either 5 or 6. Great people. Tell them we sent you. But
yeah, and the registration starts for this shooting competition 9 a.m. Saturday morning. And, of course, we'll go through Sunday 2 p.m.
Hopefully it'll get a little cooler. It has been dreadfully hot.
It's been hot. But this is open. This is a family event. So
great.
Even children. If
maybe we should show up for PR purposes since neither one of us have a Glock.
Yeah, probably so.
And our wives would murder us if we bought another firearm probably.
Yeah, I just bought one the other day.
There's always Christmas.
I pulled books off the shelf and that's where I hid that gun, behind that. Also want to remind people I got Steve Moore, personal injury attorney's phone number, 251-445-7602. Steve's a native of Mobile, so is his nephew, and does personal injury work. They're located on 8 North Dearborn between Dolphin and St. Francis. See them if you get injured for a consultation. May not have a lawsuit, but you ought to talk to somebody about it.
And definitely check out our other advertisers, and that's Dr. Justin Falshers at Falshers Chiropractic. McCoy Outdoors, of course, we just mentioned those. If you want to enter this Glock competition, then by all means.
They need ammo, too.
Get your ammunition and your Glock from McCoy Outdoors. Ace Hardware Stores, Spring Hill, Criolla, and Moffitt locations. The Law Office of Matt Green, Hanson Heating and Air. Mike Ward's Liberty Safe.
Boy, that'd be good to have if you ever had to evacuate your house for a hurricane. You know, you lock them up. And Hunter Security, I was talking to them. We need to get them on about, you know, how long. Most burglar alarms have a battery that go with them. But that doesn't last a long time. And if you put a battery backup, would it prolong it? But I tell you, when I didn't evacuate because the hurricane evacuated because it was hot. I left a day or two after one of the storms, and it was nice knowing I'd locked everything in a Liberty safe, and, you know, they'd be held getting that out of that house.
Judge, I got one more article here real quick. We'll touch base on this. There have been several incidents. If you've been watching news, this comes from WPMI 15. that Mobile County homeowners have been standing up to intruders. 2 weeks ago, an Irvington homeowner fired shots at two men stealing from his backyard shed, and he hit one of them. I think we actually talked about it on the show.
I'm sure he was threatened by
yeah,
the man.
Yeah, exactly. So he
hit needed
one
to
of,
be threatened.
He hit one in the head.
Ooh.
And then the next day, a homeowner on Hilton Drive confronted an intruder with a camera in one hand and a gun in the other. And so the man said this is the third time somebody broke into his house in 1 week. So a few days after that, an elderly couple in 8 Mile fired 5 shots at an intruder who threw a brick into their bedroom window.
Now, see, they would be brick is a deadly weapon,
yes.
A dangerous instrument.
Yep.
They'd be justified in using. Just want to caution everybody, you know, on the thefts. It's fine to point a gun, try to make them give up, but if they don't, you're not authorized to use deadly force against someone committing
yeah,
a property.
Yeah, and if
crime.
You see somebody breaking into your shed,
yeah.
Call the police.
Call the police. Yeah. And if you're inside your house and somebody's banging on the door, we talked about it last week, call the police and get them coming. Now, if he comes in your house, you know, God love him, he may not ever get out of the hospital, but you're in your fortress, you're in your castle. Why leave it?
Exactly.
I'm going to read one quick odd letter I got several years ago. Dear Judge Johnson, I'm going to change names. My mom died in 1999, and before she passed, she lost both of her legs and had several strokes and 3 open heart surgeries and was a diabetic. After her death, I became addicted to very strong pain medication and anxiety medication. I made a mistake and robbed a drugstore. You sent me to prison. So I'm kind of gulping, thinking it's a threat coming. And I haven't ever had the chance to thank you because you saved my life. I have 3 wonderful children, and he names the children. I work as a sitter for a man who's had a bad stroke and do handiwork in the evenings. It's not every day someone thanks a judge for sending them to prison, but you saved my life, and I thank you for allowing me the time in prison to become the man I am today. Thank you. May God bless you and your family. My strong Catholic beliefs help me find my way. Now, that was amazing. Like I say, I kind of gulped thinking it's going to be, and I got a target on you.
That kind of made the whole career worthwhile, you know?
Yeah. You know, some people, it's kind of like they say about alcoholics, drug addicts. Some people need to hit bottom, and they do it in a penitentiary and think, you know, I got to pull my life together. That's why most people in penitentiaries are younger. You don't have a lot of 60 or 70-year-olds unless they're serving real long sentences. Because people grow out of that nonsense.
They figure it out.
Yeah. Of course, it didn't help you if you get shot or robbed by one of them. So, now we've got a special guest next week. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Now, who is that?
That's going to be Stephen McNair.
Good. And he is running for the legislature.
Yes, he's running for.
So we'll talk to him about some of the few issues that we're concerned about. I'm sure he's on our side. You know, we got pretty good laws here, but they need a little tweaking. Especially, let's say, on the property crimes or on somebody breaking into your house. You shouldn't have to be in fear for your life. It ought to be. When they break in, that is ipso facto the definition of threatening you, breaking into your house.
Yeah, that threshold is crossed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, one thing, too. I did a lot of research. People keep saying, Brett Kavanaugh could be charged with this crime. No. The law in 1982 – he didn't even attempt to rape the woman. I don't want to say the nasty details on the stand, on the air, but you've got to do more than put your hand over somebody's mouth and grab their clothes to be attempted rape. But even if it were, it was a misdemeanor then. Statute of limitations was 1 year. Now, the law's been changed since then, but you go by the law that was in effect at the time. So they will stop at nothing to defame this man. I was afraid he was too liberal. I was about to oppose him.
Well, and he has shown some gumption for sure.
He did, and good for him. And I tell you, Lindsey Graham, now that he's gotten away, he's had a dissection from John McCain, he's a lot better senator because he was awful when McCain was alive.
Well, he surprised me.
Woo!
He really did. I mean, he
and
surprised me
right.
with his statements.
You know, our people never vote against I'll give you a perfect example. Elaine Kagan, don't know her. She's rumored to be gay. I don't care. But what I do care about is she answered a questionnaire when she came up for confirmation. She said, I see no right in the Constitution that would recognize gay marriages. And she voted exactly the opposite 5 years later, you know? So our people, if you're qualified, even though you're a left-winger, our people vote for you.
Senator Jones is voting no.
Yes, yeah, Senator Jones again. Let's make him feel the heat. If he votes no, he just doesn't get to go back to Washington again. So we will see everybody back in a week. And remember, you can listen to our archives. We've got to update them. Give us a day or two. On our website, www.armedalabama.com. You all have a great week.
And you can also listen to our show on podcast from FM Talk Studio website.
FMTalk1065.com.
All right.
Have a good
week. We'll see you next week.